Two virtual medical tours. Good day to all the world and welcome to a brace of virtual tours on medicine. I be the guide, Rick Jones, ex-journalist. Both tours were once conducted as real walks when that was possible, and now perhaps it soon may be again. The first is titled All Around the University and peeps into the windows of the labs and lecture theatres at London's world-class School of Medicine at UCL or University College London. I'll show you to the building where the first anaesthetic was applied and the house whose name recalls the doctor who dared give the first vaccine. I'll introduce the student at the UCL who won the Nobel Prize for his discovery, with others, of the life force DNA. We'll meet the very first of women doctors, from a time when surgery was such a macho sport, the surgeons proud to wear, like trophies, blood-stained overalls. A former student here first recommended sterilising instruments. We'll pass the residence of him who theorised the origin of species, and we'll end beside the paper which first brought the world's attention to the penicillin mould. The second is the quack tour, following the rounds, true story this, of him who made the sunlight pill in 1660. Plague and fire came, and Londoners were keen to sample any remedy at all, either for illness or for misery. The quack had learned some tricks with chemicals in Germany and found a market here. We start beside his ostentatious tomb in the Cathedral, Southwark, London Bridge. We shall accompany him to the shops and stalls of them who stocked his pill around the city on the north bank of the Thames. In Bishopsgate, three stalls, another two within the Royal Exchange. At Pasca Rose's coffee house, we'll meet the traders who would ship his pills out to the colonies, Jamaica and New York. And as we go, we'll hear from some of those who took the pill and sent in TripAdvisor pay-ans, which the quack reprinted in a little book. How well the pills freed patients of their worms and stones and other ills, apparently. Oh yes, the quack, he made a fortune, and he gave it all away according to his will. The poor in Southwark were the main recipients of his, the quack's, largesse. So one could argue that his fraudulence was justified at last, perhaps. Judge it for yourself when you attend the tour in virtual reality, or join me on my other medic tour around the university. Roll up, you couldn't get more relevant than these right now as we emerge from our disease.